Okay, I have to make an addendum to my first recording because as I'm sitting here reading through a lot of these posts from everybody in the class, I'm seeing a lot of, you know, people having issues with posting students' work online, and I'm having a bit of an issue with that. I mean, we are, you know, as a TIS, you know, I'm always pushing for more technology use in the classroom and getting out there and with all these really wonderful, cool things that we take advantage of every day as teachers, as now that we have YouTube and all kinds of video resources and things that other people have published that we can now use in our classrooms, I'm finding it really difficult. You know, I can understand in certain situations, but I'm finding it really difficult, you know, to not, to have issues with publishing stuff online, because if we're not creating these portfolios as a showcase of student work and student talent, as something beneficial for the students, as something that they can use later in life, whether it's for, I don't know, interviews, job resumes, you know, whatever, you know, then why are we going through all this trouble to make an e-portfolio? Why don't just take their work and stick it in a folder somewhere? I mean, the big difference between doing a portfolio that way is that we are making something that is hard and fast and stuck in a drawer somewhere that no one will ever see, you know, or we're putting stuff out there that our kids can share and show off and say, this is what we're doing, this is the project that I'm doing. You know, I mean, not everything's going to be top-notch, and a lot of people have worries about them placing things up here. No, I understand, like, it's not, again, for everybody. Certain special ed students of that nature. But even with that, I'm thinking, you know, there's got to be someone out there that agrees with me that this is not, we're not showing people's disabilities, but we are showing people's abilities. So, you know, I am pushing for more of this use, you know, to get people's and their things and stuff out there. You know, like I said, with my kids, we're going out there. We're putting all of our work, you know, all of our great moments, you know, plus all of our bad ones, they're out there for the public to see. And hopefully that'll help us learn and get better at what we're doing. I also think that this, you know, by teaching our kids about this kind of responsibility, you know, this whole think before you tweet or think before you post, you know, kind of mentality, that we're teaching them something that will actually carry with them. Because a lot of times, you know, people are sitting there worried about, you know, what the kids might share on Facebook, or, you know, they're already having a lot of these issues. And I think the reason why we're having a lot of these issues is because we, for the longest time, have put a lot of this stuff behind a walled garden. And these walled gardens, you know, that's how we wanted to run everything in the educational system. Nothing public, everything private and locked down with a password and this, that, or the other. And no one can get to it or share it or talk with it or discuss it even. Talk about it or discuss it. So, I don't know. It might just be the fact that it's like 1:30 in the morning and I'm rambling here. But, we, you know, we need to look at, you know, going past and beyond that. You know, I know kids post a lot of stupid stuff on Facebook, and sometimes they don't think, but I think a lot of that is because in schools, a lot of that is blocked, so we can't teach them how to do it appropriately. And by, you know, getting kids involved in programs like, you know, Edmodo. Yeah, I mean, yes, Edmodo is a walled garden type Facebook type program, but at least it's a start to get kids thinking about the things that they post. And now that we're doing Edmodo, then maybe we can move on to Thinkfinity, and then beyond Thinkfinity and actually working with students and things on, you know, the sites that they actually go to, like Facebook and YouTube and Yahoo or whatever else it is that they're on, Twitter. So, you know, just think about it and let me know what you guys think about this post by definitely leaving a comment. Thanks. Bye.